You're listening to SBS News.
The Olympic Games, a sporting showcase meant to unite the world. But now, it's the stage of a widening political rift between two powerful adversaries. The United States has announced the country's official boycott of China's Winter Games. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says US athletes will still compete with the government's full support from back home.
The Biden administration will not send any diplomatic or official representation to the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics and Paralympic Games, given the PRC's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang and other human rights abuses.
The move comes in light of concerns about China's human rights record, particularly the alleged atrocities against more than 1 million Uyghur Muslims in the country.
As the president has told President Xi, standing up for human rights is in the DNA of Americans. We have a fundamental commitment to promoting human rights, and we feel strongly in our position, and we will continue to take actions to advance human rights in China and beyond.
The White House has also cited other human rights abuses in the justification for their decision. Among them, the recent concern of China's treatment of tennis player Peng Shuai and its role in Hong Kong's anti-government crackdown. Beijing was swift to respond, with Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian accusing the US of grandstanding.
The Winter Olympics are held once every 4 years as a rare opportunity for athletes. The protagonists of the Beijing Winter Olympics will be athletes from various countries, not individual politicians. Those politicians who clamour for a boycott, for political self-interest, are just showing off and hyping things up. Nobody cares whether they come or not, and it will have no influence on Beijing's success in hosting the Winter Olympics.
The announcement comes mere weeks after a virtual summit between Presidents Biden and Xi, where they raised the prospect of a diplomatic reset. Instead, the US has played a similar move to its total boycott of Moscow's 1980 Summer Games, where 65 countries did not compete at the height of the Cold War. But with American athletes still heading to China in February to compete, some observers believe the action may not have the same profound impact this time around. Michael McCann, from the Sports and Entertainment Law Institute, says the US has typically used the Olympics to make political expression.
But I think it's worth asking, will this make a big difference when the athletes are still going to be there? It's not going to have the same sort of thrust as in 1980.
Meanwhile, Australia is also considering an official boycott in Beijing, as pressure mounts for the Prime Minister to follow America's lead. Liberal Senator Eric Abetz supports the move.
If all the leaders stay away, it hopefully will be a reminder to the regime that the behaviour they engage in is unacceptable.
Romila Chanashev of the Australian Uyghur community is urging the Prime Minister to take action.
Please boycott the Beijing Olympics and say it now, because my family, every Uyghur member here in Australia, their families' lives depend on it. I know that America cannot do it alone, and it needs like-minded countries to follow suit. And Australia is in a very good place to follow suit, and quickly as well.
New Zealand, a close trade partner of China's, has also confirmed it will not be sending any diplomats. But New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister Grant Robertson says this is not part of a boycott.
Range of factors, but mostly to do with COVID and the fact that the logistics of travel and so on around COVID are not conducive to that kind of trip. But we've made clear to China on numerous occasions our concerns about human rights issues as recently as the Prime Minister talking to President Xi. So they're well aware of our view on human rights, but we had already made the decision not to attend.
The International Olympic Committee is respecting what it calls political neutrality. They have also welcomed the fact that the participation of athletes at the Olympic Games is beyond politics. Now, the world waits to see what countermeasures China decides to take. Brooke Young, SBS News.